Good morning. Nun Gimel is, it's a long siman. It discusses the qualifications for being a shliach tzibur. And we'll see, it's going to touch upon a few inyonim d'yom that happen right now. Okay, we'll start. Aleph. Omer shliach tzibur yishtavach m'umad. So the shliach tzibur, the chazan says, yishtavach while standing. Remember, we saw earlier that even a person who's davening b'yichidus should be saying this standing up. So why is that? Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph Shliach Tzibur, "Kedei sheyismoch lo hakadosh miyad lo yitztarich lehafzig beinehen behamida lifnei hateva." So there shouldn't be, he should be standing already. So there shouldn't be a hesek by getting up to stand over there. Aleph Simon and Aleph Sif Zayin behagah mashba dafilu mishum ispalel biyachidi tzorach gamkin lama b'mirut yishtabach. Aye, he's not getting up there and standing. So why is he standing? The guy is at home. The guy is davening by the kosel, we like to say. So the answer is like this. No. Over there, it's only a minhug. It's a minhug to stand when davening the yechidus, but here, it's a halacha that one should stand while, if you're the shliach tzibur. V'chein kosev hagro, v'chein kosev bater hazakenim, denohagin, anshei maise lamo, kishaomim yishtabach. People stand. Okay, bein b'shabas, bein b'chol. The afilu biyachidi, even if you are davening biyachidus, kol hates vav shvachim sheyishtabach, standing the 15 praises from yishtabach min shir ushvacha ad me'ata till that point there, yizar ma'od shelo lahafzik beinehem. One should not interrupt at all at this point. Umafzik on shogodol. If a person does interrupt, it's a tremendous punishment. Aval ein tzarach she b'neshima achas. One doesn't have to say them all in one breath. Probably better not to, because when you're rushing through it, so then you don't have a chance to pause and to think about what each one of these 15 unique praises are for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's better not to say during to rush through and say it in one.
That's not Rabbi Hartscroll's rule.
Okay, aval ein tzarach shiya b'neshima achas. There's a Selah Harav, a tshuva from a Chashav at Rav in Eretz Yisrael, where he writes this idea that I forget the name. I think the last name is Levi. I forget the name of the Mechaber, but he writes that the Shilas and Chuvas say Lecharav, and he writes that one should not say it in one name because it again it shteres your kavana. So, you have it here. Okay.
What's the reason to say it?
All tefsik. Yeah. Okay. Beis. Ein lomar yishtabach ela imkein omer boruch sha'omer k'tzas psuki de zimra. So you can't say yishtabach, which is the concluding bracha, unless you had a beginning bracha. That's in Beis. So Ein Lomar, Bein Shliach Tzibur, Bein Adam Acher. Whether you're the Chazan, whether anybody else, you can't just say Yishtabach. Elaim Kein in Gimel, the Yishtabach hi habrocha achrona shetik. Shenisak, I'm sorry, shenisakena, loimar achar psukin zimra. That's the bracha that we said at the end. Who mas cheles below boruch. It itself, Yishtabach, doesn't begin with the words boruch. Why? Ki hi smuch lebirkas boruch shomer. Because that's like the continuation of the previous bracha. Right, any bracha that's smuch lechaverta doesn't necessarily have to begin with the words baruch atah Hashem veharayat shmon esrei. Right? Every bracha doesn't begin with baruch atah Hashem. Alkein ein lomar osa below baruch shomer. So therefore, you can't say that you can't have the concluding bracha if you didn't have the beginning bracha. Velo kitoan kishem giderech osh ar shas adchak maschil mishtabach. Think, oh, I'm in a rush. I'll just start from here. It doesn't work. Shemivarchin al yideze bracha levatola. Just to say it.
That's the saying it in general, but there's no problem with saying. Is there a problem with saying one to yourself and one out loud? Like sometimes many shuls will only have the shliach start.
No, there are different minhagims for how psukah de zimra works. Whether people even say that to themselves, everyone just davens themselves, and when the chazan goes up there and says it. So if he says baruch shamar to himself quietly, that's fine. But you have to say it. Right. Doesn't matter how you're saying it. Al pi halacha is really no different saying it from the Olmud saying it by your seat. Some yeshivish places like that. They'll say brachas, then everyone says psukim on their own, then the one guy goes up and davens. Not a problem at all. Okay, that was Nerup to Dalad. Omer Baruch Sha'omer Al Kain, an Ovel, O Yortzite, She His Achru Lavol the Base of Knesses, the guy who needs to be davening for the Omid, in his came late. So Ad Korav Lavrachel, Amuch Rachim, Lamod Al Koponim, Loima Yishtabach Lefnei Ateva. ki os lahafsi bein yishtabach lekadish. So you should say that. V'yiru al kol panim loyme mitachila la'atzmam baruch shomer v'ashrei. So again, if everyone's waiting for you because you're going to be davening, we'll see, like there's a chazan or somebody who he's hired, he's the one who normally davens, so then he has to say at least this, but not anymore, not to be a matriach, the tzibur. V'chein ha'chazan b'shabes shehis acher lavol ad korov levorchu. He shows up at shul, right? Everyone's waiting for the chazan. So yiru al kol panim loyme mitachila la'atzmam baruch shomer v'ashrei v'nishmas. Right, as we saw that Nishmas is part of Yishtabach in terms of Shabbos and Yethek and Yom Tov. So you can't skip that. You have to say that as well. Kinal is mentioned in Simin Nun Beis, but Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Hey. Okay, Gimel. Ein Levorach Al. This is what I was saying. We have Yana Diyoma. Here it is right now. Ein Levorach Al Atifas Tzitzis Bein Psukei Dezimra Yishtabach. You should not put on your talis during Psukei Dezimra. Ella bein yishtabach liyotze. Rather, you should finish off Psukei Dezimra, and then before you start Birkos Kriya Shema, that's when you say it. I in the comments, if Simenon Dalet, okay, Sif Gimel, Haga, mihu hashliach tzibur, but the chazen im lo haya lo talis techila, yisate petitzis kodim shiyaschli yishtabach. But the chazen is different. The chazen puts on his talis and tefillin, but before Yishtabach, Kadesh Yomer Hakadish Miyad Acher Yishtabach Velo Yafsik. So there shouldn't be a hefsik between the Yishtabach and the Kadesh. V'chein im ein lo minyan, if there's not the minyan in the shul, but Beis Knesses, so Yamtin Dashlich Tzibur im Yishtabach, you should wait to say Yishtabach. V'yishtok ad Shav HaMinyan V'yomer Yishtabach V'kadesh. You should say those together. So you're waiting around, you don't just say, oh, Yishtabach, and then the 10th guy walks in, and then all of a sudden, okay, great, all right, you just got out. No, you say Yishtabach with the making his tzibur for that, and then you go straight into the Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot, and hey, ein levorach, right, not to make the bracha on the talis in between. Afilu im lo hayelo talis arata. He just got it. Someone's bringing to show from something like that. Af shehu bein haprakim, even if he's between chapters, it should not be a hefsek at all. To habracha ruuyli yos somach lemitzvah. Aval mikodem lezeb psukei dezimra al kopanim bein prakim yaniach talas v'yavarich. The shliach could put them on bein prakim. Umikol shekein the inyan tefillin. The mutter levarich aleihem bein prakim. You could put on your tefillin then. Ubeprat imhu mibrabim mis Bayesh liyeshe beli talis and tefillin. As soon as a hetter, the person's going to feel embarrassed. Everyone else is sitting around with talis and tefillin, and you're not. So then one could put them on at that point. Tzitzis says v'hu adin leinyan tefillin eli rab. Okay, same thing. We're saying talis and tefillin together. So you should put them on bein yishtabach liyotzer. Right. This is talking about when a person who is not the chazan, that's when they should put on their talis and tefillin. Kol zeh hu davke im lo haylo mikoyden. This is if he didn't have it beforehand. Right? Or if we'll add on if it's too early. Because if not, you can't. It tells you to look later on. That's going to be the next Simon Nundalad when he explains these halachas more over there. Mihu hashliach tzibur, but the chaz himself, so it's considered disrespectful. This isn't like a tirchah tzibur. It's a kavanah tzibur, so to speak, that everyone to wait for him to say yishtabach, then put on his talis, and then to go to the kaddish. Gam hakaddish koyal hayishtabach, and the kaddish is going back on the yishtabach. Alkein, therefore, yis atef betekef betalis v'hu hadin v'tefillin v'yivorach. He should put them on before yishtabach. Ach. Let's say he didn't have, like he just got to shul right then. Okay, in that point, it's a little bit different. So in that case, then at that place, everyone will wait for him to put on his talis to fill, and they'll see it was like an onus, whatever it was. He couldn't put them on beforehand. There's no other way of doing it. It's going to be explained in the next sentence. Okay, then Yamtin and Shleich Tzibur should wait. He should wait so that he could go straight from the Yishtabach into the Kaddish. Aval hayochid, but an individual davening, Yom Yishtabach Miyad. They should say it immediately. V'chein b'Shabbos, im gemar psukei dezimra, kodem hashliach tzibur, Yom Yishtabach Miyad. You shouldn't wait. You should just go through and finish up on your own. That's by yourself. Yishtok, he should be quiet. This is again going back on the Shlich Tzibur. Perish Shelo Yafsig Bedibur. He shouldn't even speak. Yuchel Hamtin Chatzi Shoa. One could wait a half hour to get to that for the tenth man to come. So the magic number 30 minutes is what we said. That's the time that it takes to complete Pesukah Dezimra. So it's not considered a hefsek. And the Achronim discusses that a little bit more, a little bit less. But at 30 minutes, again, this is an eye-opening halacha that we're supposed to really be davening Pesukah Dezimra for a half hour. Im Yishtabach, you could wait that long until you get to Yishtabach, because that's not considered a hefsek. If it be 30 minutes or more, it's okay, then it says, I could have said the whole thing, right? That's the hefsek. V'afilu shoh mechamas ones, even if it was because of something beyond, k'dei ligmor kulo, but I could have finished the whole thing in that time, ein tzorech lachzor l'rosh, you don't have to go back. Last one, Yishtabach, the Kaddish, but technically speaking, after the fact, you finish Yishtabach, you didn't realize, and all of a sudden, one of the guys you called and you waited and he didn't think he was showing up, and boom, he comes in the door, right? So Yomer, then you say, I'll call upon him shlosh psuki mi psuki de zimra. You say three psukin. You say the first three psukim of Ashri or something like that. Then v'yuchla shatz lomer kaddish. Then you could say a kaddish because you have a minyan now, right? Ah, you finished the bracha of Yishtabach. Doesn't matter. Ki belav hachi ein lomer kaddish. Without that, you can't. Kevan shaloha yu be'esam yus kitzas psukei dezimra o Yishtabach al kol ponim. Because you need to have at least get a little bit of shevach of tokadosh baruch three psukim, and then you can continue with kaddish. Then you continue in davening.
So, is there a preferred psukim to say?
Any three. This happens, by the way, this happens sometimes by slichos. You're starting and you're up by that first kaddish, you don't have so much to go. You have the first ashrei, right? And then, so there's no minyan, so you keep going. And then when you get your tenth kenin, then you say three psukim, and then you go back and say the kaddish. So that doesn't only apply by psukim, it implies by slichos. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, have a great day, everyone.